Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Messy Masterpiece Podcast with your hosts, Chad and Tori. Happy Sunday. As always, we just want to give you a quick little shout out to our old church in LA, Legacy City Church. If you're looking for a church to stream online, just go find them on old YouTube.
Good old YouTube.
If you're not watching our videos, plug, plug, plug. Anyway, I'm just teasing. But yeah, we're excited to spend this wonderful Sunday with you. Let's jump into today's devotional.
Yes, you guys. Today we're reading out of 1 Kings 19:4, and it is titled, Don't Give Up. It says, Then he, Elijah, went on alone into the wilderness, traveling all day. He sat down under a solitary broom tree and prayed that he might die. I have had enough, Lord, he said. Take my life, for I am no better than my ancestors who have already died. The love letter from God says, Beloved child, I am with you always, in good times and bad, I am with you. When you want to quit, I am there. When the world seems to turn against you, I am on your side. I know your weaknesses and your strengths. I don't want you to feel discouraged. When you are in those desperate days, I am always present. I am a loving and compassionate God, and I am close to you when you are on your knees. Cry out to me and watch me come to your rescue. Love, your Heavenly Father. The reflection says, even the people who seem closest to God sometimes feel the desire to give up. One day, Elijah was confidently calling down fire from heaven, but soon afterward, he felt powerless. Don't beat yourself up when you've had a bad day. It only means that you're human and that you're ready to receive the strength and passion that God wants to give you. The Treasure of Truth says, when we are at our worst, God is at his best.
I feel that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely feel that. Man, sometimes it's hard to listen to that because you're just like, man, that poor guy. At one point, he was calling down fire, and now he's asking God to take his life or remove him from earth. And, but then I think about it, I'm like, wow, I'm that guy emotionally.
Yeah.
I'm that guy who's like a roller coaster who one second I'm just worshiping God. And then, you know, the next second I don't get my way and I'm like, where are you?
Yeah.
Totally. Where are you, God? You know? And it's such a, it does make me feel better to know that I'm not alone in that.
Yeah.
You know? And to know that like, God sees my weaknesses and he's there for me in my weaknesses and he lifts me up in them because I know that the older I get, I think I've talked about this on a podcast a long time ago, but the older I get, the more responsible I feel to not mess up or to be emotionally stable and spiritually sound.
Yeah.
But I forget that I'm still a child of God and he's there with me in those weak points and he lifts me up and gives me courage and strength and wisdom and all that.
Yeah. Something I had written in my notes this morning was God's strength becomes a reality when you realize just how weak you are. And it's so true. I mean, I think it's so easy to try to rely on our own strength in so many different aspects of our own life and try to get through things on our own. But it's like in those moments of weakness, we realize how strong God is. And in Exodus, it says, the Lord is my strength and my song, and he became my salvation. And I love in those moments of weakness to be like, you know what? God is my strength. God is my song. And we always have a reason to sing. We always have a reason to praise. And I feel like in those moments of desperation, in those moments of weakness, the most powerful thing you can do is lift your hands in worship and praise him for just who he is. The fact that he's a good God, the fact that he sees you, the fact that he sent his son Jesus down from heaven to die on a cross and bear our shame and rise again and have victory. Like there is always something to praise. And I feel like that posture of praise is so powerful. Even if we're on our knees crying and desperate and lonely and depressed and whatever you might be feeling, if you are down on your knees face down, but yet your hands are lifted in surrender and thanks for who he is, I promise you that's where the biggest changes happen.
You better run off, girl. I love that.
Yeah.
I was, so as you were just letting it fly, I was looking up this verse. It's Psalm 18 And I encourage everyone who's listening, if you have an extra few minutes, go to that part in your Bible, go to Psalms 18. And the whole chapter is amazing. But this, I'm going to read the first few verses. It says, "I love you, Lord. You are my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my savior. Mm-hmm. My God is my rock in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me, and my place of safety. I called on the Lord who is worthy of praise, and he has saved me from my enemies."
So good.
And y'all, I mean, the whole thing, it just continues and goes deeper and deeper and deeper. So whenever we are experiencing those weak moments, by the way, which is good.
Yeah.
That's a good thing, because we're having our weaknesses exposed.
Yeah.
God shows up.
And it's when his power is made perfect.
And we need to cry out to him. Mm-hmm. We need to do what David did. We need to do what Elijah did. We need to cry out and say, "Lord, please help.
Yeah.
Please help. You are my rock and my shield and my fortress where I find help and safety and protection."
Yeah. And I feel like the strength of God, I feel like we always almost look at it in the Bible in the midst of the victory. You know, like the waters opened and they walked through on dry land and he rained down fire, and we see God's strength in the miracle, like as it's happening. But I feel like God's strength is still like more prevalent in the midnight hour when we're crying out to him and we're just like so weak, because that's when his strength is made perfect, is in our weakness. And it just reminds me of how good God is and how perfect he is, and why the Bible says for us to boast loudly about our weaknesses, because that's when his power is made perfect. And it just, I just love that about God, that he's the God of our valleys and our victories.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
Do you want to pray a son out, baby?
Yeah. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your strength. We thank you that you're a God we can lean on, that you're a God that is powerful and personal and for us, God, that you have good things for us, God, that you are our hope that we can hold on to. God, that you're a God we can be honest with, that we don't have to put on a front. We don't have to pretend like things are okay when they're not, that we can come to you completely weary, that we can come to you in sickness and in health, that there is nothing that keeps us from your presence. Thanks to the power of Jesus Christ, God, you are good and you are merciful and you are so full of grace. And so today, God, I pray a special prayer and blessing over our listeners today, God, that they would feel your strength, that they would feel your comfort, that they would remember who you are, that they would look back on all the times that you've shown up, all the times that your presence has been made known, all the times that they've felt you the most closely, God. I pray that you would just bring those memories up in their minds right now, that they can hold on to that and they can seek more. You say, when we knock, you will answer, God. And so we are knocking on your door today so that you would answer our call, so that you would draw near to us, so that we can feel you, God. Thank you for being close to us in our weakest moments. Thank you for your power that is so perfect, God. We love you. And we're going to open up the floor for our listeners to pray. And Chad and I are going to be praying along with them.
Amen, God.
Amen, God.
Amen, y'all. Thank you for tuning in on this wonderful Sunday. We can't wait to talk to you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And we just hope that you remember that this is the day the Lord has made.
Rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. We love y'all, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Talk to you guys tomorrow.
Adios.